Phishing emails, covered in Module 2, are the most common delivery mechanism for malicious links, but they're far from the only one. Malicious links arrive through text messages, Slack DMs, social media posts, search engine ads, and even legitimate websites that have been compromised. The destination is usually one of two things: a credential harvesting page designed to look like a real login screen, or a site that delivers malware to your device. So how do you evaluate a link before you click it? On desktop, hover first. The actual destination, URL, appears in the bottom left of your browser or in a tooltip. If the display text says, "Sign in to Microsoft 365, but the URL points to Microsoft365-verify.sketchy-domain.com, don't click. On mobile, long press. Touch and hold the link to preview the URL without opening it. Check the domain, not just the page. Attackers register domains that look almost right. Amazon with a zero instead of an omicrosoft-support.net. Plausible, but not real. Your company-hr.com. Close enough to pass a quick glance. Read the domain character by character when something feels off. Watch for shortened URLs. Services like bit.ly hide the actual destination. If a shortened URL arrives in a context where you weren't expecting one, don't click it. And be aware that HTTPS is necessary, but not sufficient. The padlock icon means the connection is encrypted, not that the site is legitimate. Attackers can and do obtain SSL certificates for phishing sites. Now, QR code attacks. A QR code is just a link encoded as an image. The problem is, you can't read it with your eyes. Unlike a URL you can hover over, a QR code is completely opaque until after you've scanned it. That makes it a near-perfect delivery mechanism for phishing. QR code phishing attacks jumped 25% year-over-year in 2025. Research found that 26% of all malicious links in phishing campaigns were delivered via QR code. They show up in fake security update emails where the attacker hopes email filters can't analyze the image. On physical surfaces, where an attacker places a sticker with a fake QR code over a legitimate one on a parking meter or restaurant menu. And in documents and presentations, pointing to credential harvesting sites. The defense is simple. Most phone cameras show a preview of the destination URL before navigating. Read that preview the same way you'd evaluate any link. Don't scan QR codes from unexpected sources. If an email uses a QR code instead of a normal link, that's a red flag. And if a QR code in a public place looks like a sticker placed over another sticker, don't scan it. Next, public Wi-Fi and working outside the office. Public networks are, by definition, shared with strangers. On an unsecured network, an attacker on the same network can potentially intercept your traffic. More sophisticated attacks involve setting up a fake network with a plausible name, like Starbucks Free Wi-Fi or Airport Guest, that routes all your traffic through the attacker's device. Use your company's VPN whenever you're on a network you don't control. Verify the exact network name with staff before connecting. Avoid accessing sensitive systems without a VPN connection. Your phone's hotspot is generally safer than public Wi-Fi because the connection isn't shared. Then, device security basics. Your laptop and phone are the physical entry points to every system you have access to,